You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Welcome. It's day three of your Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. So how did yesterday go with vitamins and supplements? I hope you're feeling more clear about your goals with vitamins and why it's so critical to your long-term health. And how about gratitude and joy? Did you pause and notice the small, ordinary things in your life? And there really is so much to be grateful for. This is the path to joy. Gratitude is the path to joy. If you aren't in our private Facebook group yet, the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Facebook group, please check the link in your email or in the episode notes of this podcast. All right, today, we're talking about medical follow-up, which really goes hand in hand with yesterday's focus, vitamins and supplements. So today, this is your bariatric surgery guideline fundamental focus. So this from the American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery. Most bariatric surgery programs plan for long-term follow-up visits with a healthcare provider experienced with obesity management, a surgeon, a physician assistant or nurse practitioner, dietitian, mental health professional, exercise specialist, or a medical weight loss specialist, a bariatrician. The most important thing is that you find a bariatric surgery program that provides for this long-term care so that any problems or concerns that develop over time can be addressed by an experienced team. That from the ASMBS. And this from one of my favorite bariatric surgery experts, Dr. Jacqueline Jacques. Nutritional problems actually become more common throughout time. This is both because it can take time for nutrient stores to run down, but also because throughout time, people may become more lax in their eating and in taking recommended supplements. It's true. The further we get out from surgery, we're more comfortable and we're not watching our nutrition or our vitamins as closely. And that's why it's so important to follow up with your bariatric surgery team. Long story short, you've got to follow up with your bariatric surgery team, your surgeon, or maybe they have a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner or a bariatric physician who does follow up. But this is critical to your long-term health. And this, my friend, is the guideline where I'm probably going to be the most, there's no way around this because I hear far too often comments like this. Well, you know, my surgeon retired a year after I had surgery and that was 4 years ago. As if this comment is supposed to release you from any kind of responsibility to your own health. Listen, you're the only one who will pay the price for not following up with the bariatric specialist. Surgeons, physicians, nurse practitioners, they retire, they move, they leave practice and become painters. But does this mean that you're still not the one who's responsible for your health? Okay, how about this one? My surgeon doesn't accept my insurance anymore. So you've heard where there's a will, there's a way. My friend, nobody is going to take this on for you. And you are the only one who's going to live in your body for the rest of your life. It's up to you to do the research and find a bariatric specialist who takes your insurance. And how about this one? The office hasn't called me about my labs. Why won't they call me? If you're waiting for your bariatric surgery team to call you and remind you that it's time for your annual lab work, stop waiting. You get on the phone and call. You keep track of when this is due and keep track of your results year to year. Or maybe you're feeling okay, so you're not too worried that you haven't seen a bariatric surgery team member in the past couple years or had your lab work done. But my friend, if you're not on schedule with your lab work, if it's not being reviewed by your bariatric specialist, you're winging it with your health. And when you had weight loss surgery, you made a commitment to not wing it with your health anymore. So today, your medical follow-up challenge is to schedule or confirm your next follow-up appointment with your bariatric surgery team, along with the due date for your next set of labs. Get that on your calendar, set a reminder, whatever you've got to do. Or take the steps to locate a new bariatric surgery professional who can take over your long-term care. But in the meantime, have a conversation with your primary care physician and make sure he or she knows all about your weight loss surgery and where you left off with bariatric care. The ASMBS has a provider referral resource to help you, and there's a link in your email today, or you can Google ASMBS Find a Provider. Okay, I'm going to step off my soapbox a little bit, but you also want to get clear on why do you want to reach this goal of having consistent bariatric surgery follow-up care. What does it mean to you to have follow-up care with a bariatric specialist who is trained to take care of people who've had bariatric surgery? There's a difference. All right, our Fresh Start focus today is making yourself a priority and setting boundaries. Oh, did that just make you quiver a little? Because there can be so many hang-ups about making yourself a priority and holding a boundary, right? Dr. Brené Brown says, daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves, even when we risk disappointing others. She also says, the moment someone asks you to do something you don't have the time or inclination to do is fraught with vulnerability. Yes, often seems like the easiest way out, but it comes at a price, feeling angry and resentful. For women, there's a myth that we're supposed to do it all. Saying no cues a chorus of inner shame gremlins. Who do you think you are? You're not a very caring mother, wife, friend, colleague. That's also from Dr. Brown. Now, you've got a special bonus teaching for this because I have a podcast episode focusing just on this topic, and I give you three examples from my own life where I set and held a boundary with my friend, my kids, and myself. So if you got your email today, there's a link to the How to Make Yourself a Priority podcast episode there, or a link in this podcast's episode notes. Plus, look out for a special video in our Facebook group today with a great example of choosing discomfort over resentment, another great lesson from Brené Brown. And the video is me. I'm the one teaching. So I'm talking about brownies and a bake sale there. If you check out that video, you know what I mean. So today I'm giving you two more resources for your Fresh Start focus because this particular topic can be super challenging until you get clear and start practicing. So your Fresh Start challenge is today, these, fill in the blanks, are important priorities in my life. I will choose discomfort over resentment and protect my priorities by setting and holding my boundaries. Now, if you're questioning what that discomfort over resentment is, I explained that in the video, so check that out in the Facebook group today. All right, I want to reach my goal of making myself a priority because, and I will achieve my goal by your action steps. Wow, I feel good just talking about this. I hope you're feeling that too. I hope you're feeling refreshed and empowered because you're getting clear, you're taking specific actions, and you're taking care of yourself. You're setting yourself up for living your best life with weight loss surgery. All right, I will see you in the Fresh Approach Facebook group all day today. Love, light, and grace to you.